I expect there'll be thousands of keen Gloucester supporters who end up listening to our recording from today, and most of them, like myself, could only ever dream of running out at King's Home and playing for Gloucester. What does it feel like, Peter?
Well, it was always, right up to my last game, it was always gave you a buzz. I mean, I think in the early days, you were probably trembling when on the field. I know that may sound silly today, but it was an occasion. And as I say, right up to the last game we played, it was a buzz. It really was.
Yeah. And what was the after-match entertainment like?
Well, in those days it was very, very minimal, should we say. We always had a meal in the old clubhouse, which is now the
Lion's Den.
Lion's Den.
Yes, yeah. And had a meal there. There was a barrel of beer to share with the visiting teams, and perhaps you'd stay there for a couple of hours, perhaps hour and a half. But there was no other facilities on the ground in my early days. There was no bars or anything. We had a barrel of beer and perhaps about 7 o'clock, up to 6, 7 o'clock, the visitors would go and you disperse.
Who were the entertainers and the jokers in the side when you played?
Well, in later years, Mickey Booth was a character, and but there's always been characters, and we had some great time. I mean, some of my early colleagues were senior players when I started, and perhaps drank more than a present-day player would drink, and an away journey would be a very big drinking session, and in those days people seemed to drink more beer than they do now.
We've heard that the second row duo of John O'Beer and Digger Morris had a good act between them. Did you ever see that?
Not really, because they were before. I mean, I knew John O'Beer, I knew Digger, obviously, but basically, yes, they were pre-war.
Yeah. Who were the players pre-war who were still around in the club in your playing days?
Well, I suppose, I mean, Arthur Hudson was the secretary, I mean, you know very well.
What sort of man was he?
Oh, a genuine man, a man who worked for the club for 60, 70 years, done everything at the club. And, he was Mr. Gloucester, no doubt about that. Tom Voice, who was a very, very famous player. Cannon Hughes.
Tell us, before we go on to Cannon Hughes, yeah. tell us about Tom.
Well, Tom, I mean, I didn't know him as a player. I didn't see him play. But, I mean, from all reports and what we've heard, he was a ferocious player. In those days, to play 27, I think, consecutive internationals was a hell of an achievement. And, of course, he was in the First World War. He was gassed in the First World War. He was a ferocious player and a well-respected man in rugby, and throughout the rugby world, I mean, he was known as as the man, yeah. and a nice gentleman. A different generation to me, obviously, but we talked, and he told of his times in South Africa when he went on the Lions tour. And I think he played everywhere behind the scrum, because in those days, if a player was injured, you couldn't fly a replacement out, because it'd take you 3 weeks to get there.
Yes, indeed, we've read reports that he made a real mark as a centre.
Yeah, well, there you are. Yeah. I mean, that is, the class of the player that he was.
Yeah, they called him the second best back on either side.
Well, there you are. I hadn't picked that up, but, that's the sort of player he obviously was. I didn't have the pleasure of seeing him play, but I've seen photographs and reports of what a great player he was.
Arthur. And what influence did he have in Gloucester, in the Gloucester club after he
stopped playing? He was president. He was a senior committee man when I first joined, and he used to travel away with the team, so we've had long conversations with him, And he then became president of the Rugby Football Union. I think he got an in the honours list on one again on occasion. And a great man for rugby. And he was really, you know, we have a memorial ground in Gloucester, Wynn Old Boys and Old Cryptians play on it. And Tom really was the instigator of that ground.
All right. I interrupted you, I'm afraid. I apologise. Peter, you were about to tell us about Ken and Hughes.
Ken and Hughes, yeah. I didn't see him play. You know, the war finished him. And he played with the three Vickers that played for Gloucester. Cannon Hughes, Kit Tanner, and Bill Phillips. And that was the three Vickers that played for Gloucester. The tale goes that he was a very good pianist. And when the lads were returning from a game away, they had a number of stops on the way back. He would play the piano in the pubs, you know, and they'd have a sing song. But once they were in Gloucestershire, he wouldn't play. That was it. The borders of Gloucestershire, he didn't play the piano in the pub.
Probably the diocese.
A wonderful man. I mean, I stood on committee with him for a number of years. A wonderful man.